Today's share in the Dershu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Chav Tes Omed Aleph. We are in the sixth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we're doing a very short simon today, simon Tof Resh Nun Zayin, which only has one sif, and we'll Mirtzeh Hashem finish it, which deals with the halachos of purchasing the Dalid Minim for children. The Mechaber starts off, Sif Aleph. Koton HaYodeh L'Nanea Lulav Kedino. If a child knows how to do the Na'anuim, the way they're supposed to be done, we'll discuss why is this a critical factor here. After all, the mitzvah of doing lulav and esrog is just to pick it up. But we'll explain that the nanuim, while they're not ma'akev, are an essential component of doing the mitzvah of lulav and esrog. So therefore, if the child is of the age and he's capable of doing the nanuim, so then aviv chayav liknos the lulav. The father is obligated to buy him a lulav. We'll talk again about whether he can be yotzei his obligation to be mechanech his child, kidei lechancho b'mitzvos, with giving him his lulav after he's been yotzei with it. So that's the entire mechaber today. There is no Ramah, and we'll spend a lot of time doing the Mishneh Berurah, the Bir Halacha, and the Dershu footnotes. So, again, reiterate quickly. The father is obligated to make sure that his child is of a certain age and is capable of doing the Na'anuim, should have a lulav and esrog, the Dalid Minim, in order to fulfill the mitzvah. And this is an Achinuch mitzvah on the father to do so. We'll talk about as well, is there a din for the mother? So, let's first do the quick three bir halachos over here. Katan hayadeya. So the Chofetz Chaim writes, "Vatinokos she'ein yodin levarech." If the child is of the age that they can shake the lulav, but they don't know how to say a bracha, a two-year-old kid, yananu as a lulav v'dayim. That would be adequate. He brings us down the name of the Elie Rabbi, the name of the Mariel. That would be a nice thing to do. You just give the child the lulav and esrog to shake, and that is fine. Next, Chofetz Chaim. Aviv chayav liknoso, the bir halacha says, look in the Taz, shiasa kein mi shebiyacholto. If the father has the financial means to go purchase, and we'll learn more about this later in the shiur today as well, then he should actually purchase a lulav and esrog for his children. Kidei shegam beno yuchal levarach b'shoah shatzibur omim hala v'chulei. And the purpose for this is because, yes, you can give him a lulav and esrog, no problem, and he can say the bracha, but then when you're saying hala, assuming you're davening in the same minyan with him, so then, how is he going to do the nanum in halo? You're doing the nanum in the halo. So therefore, if he could have his own set, that would be preferable. Hineu perish came the midah tova b'yama. And the Chofetz Chaim explains that the Taz is saying that this is a very nice thing to do. It's a midah tova. Avo pashtios ha-gemara. But from the simple pshat of the gemara, she'omar katan hayodeh l'naneya chayav lulav, where it tells us that if the child is capable of doing the nanum, he has to shake lulav and esrog. Hainu shelo b'shas halo. It implies that it doesn't mean necessarily doing the halo. It's just to take the dalid minim, make the bracha, al tilas lulav, and shake in the four directions and up and down, that would be adequate. Pilu ain't yodeh likros a halo kla. He's a five-year-old kid. He doesn't know how to say halo. He could say the bracha with you, but he doesn't know how to say halo. Nevertheless, that would be a wonderful thing to do, to go and get him a lulav and esrog, even though he's not going to do it during halo and the nanu, because he can't even say halo. It's clear that you can't give him a lemon. You can't give him, as some of the preschools do, they send home a cutout on a cardboard of a lulav and esrog. That's a very nice idea to teach them about the mitzvah of lulav and esrog, but that's not the mitzvah of chinuch on the father to give your child a cutout lulav and esrog and shake it. That's a mitzvah of teaching them about yontiv, but that doesn't mechanech or fulfill the requirement of mechanech on the lulav and esrog. That has to be a kosher, albeit it can be what we call a chinuch set. It doesn't have to be the most expensive one, as we'll see. It just has to be a kosher lulav and esrog if you want to fulfill this mitzvah, if the child is of the age to be mechanech the child. The issue footnote number 11 adds and brings down, you could actually give him a borrowed lulav. In this situation, even on the first day, an adult requires lechem, says the dinim don't apply to a child. A child, in terms of chinuch, it doesn't have to have all the pratim. And he brings after the Sharetzion a very important idea. He says, mitzvah chinuch hu rak al etzem mitzvah. The obligation for the father to teach the child is the etzem mitzvah, below al prate mitzvah, and not all the individual specifics that are in addition that we fulfill in the mitzvah. So you can teach him the general mitzvah, and you don't necessarily have to fulfill every single prat. And further, he says, this is true for hider mitzvah as well. So while the father may have an obligation to do hider mitzvah, so he brings down from the Magen Avraham, she'ein ha'av m'chuyiv l'chancho ela b'dover she'yesh bo chiyav ala gadol mitzad adin. Whereas there is a nice idea of hider mitzvah, it's a beautiful thing, zeh kelev yanvehu, but it's not an obligation. You can be yotzei the mitzvah even without the Zekeli Vienveyu aspect. And therefore, Bedobr Shagan Begodul, who rak Hidur Mitzvah, if this is by the adult, only a Hidur Mitzvah, then you're not Mechuyev to be Mechanech the child in a Hidur Mitzvah. Certainly nothing wrong if you do give him a nice little Nesu, you're wealthy and you're able to do so, and you buy him a Mehudur set as well, that's fine, but you're not obligated to do so. He says, based upon this, the Shevet HaLevi, HaRavaz HaZatzal, writes, Shemuvan Ech Moel Maha'ob Kone Lulav Lebno HaKotin HaSomach Al Shulchano. How does it ever work that a father is purchasing a lulav for his son who's being supported by him? Because he brings from the Rekiva Eger that as soon as you buy it for him and you give it to him, it comes back to you because anything that he owns automatically goes back to the father. So you would never have this idea of Lechem no matter what, even if you gave it to them. So he says that's because the chinuch doesn't require that it be technically lochem. Dishavut number 5 brings down the chiyav for the mother if there is no father. B'shem sheyesh omim, he brings down in the name of yesh omim, shekein lo av, if there is no father, imo chayeves lechancho. This is from Siman Tov Reish Mem. The yesh omim there says that if there's no father, the mother should go and do this for the child. And even according to the opinion, he brings down in Siman Tov Reish Tezayin, where the opinion says that the mother's not mechuyeves in chinuch, certainly mikomakum kishimechaneches es yelodeah, when she does go and do this mitzvah chinuch for her children, certainly mikayemes b'zeh mitzvah, she certainly fulfills the mitzvah. Now we'll go to the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Na'alot. The Mishnah writes, ha im eino yodeh, if the cotton is so small that he doesn't know how to go and shake the lulav, afshu kvar shis, even though he's 6 years old, nevertheless, eino chay l'chancho, you go by the individual child and not by an age. The chinuch Eino shava b'chol mitzvos. Chinuch depends on every mitzvah and on every child. However, he brings down from the Prima Gadim in the Mishpat Zov, commentary of the Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim has a commentary on the Taz called the Mishpat Zov, and he has a commentary on the Magen Avraham called the Eshel Avraham. So he says in the Prima Gadim in the Mishpat Zov, he brings down this opinion. However, in the Eshel Avraham, Tzidil Lehivuch, here in his commentary called the Eshel Avraham, the Prima Gadim disagrees, and he writes, Bikur Yaakov, Hiskim Lohaka, and the Bikur Yaakov, or Yaakov Etlinger, he says that you also can be Makel in this situation. Dishafu number 1 brings down that in general, the Gil for Chinuch of children is usually around when they reach the age of 6 or 7 years old, but that's a generalization. And each child is different. Sometimes you'll have a smart child that could be a younger age, and sometimes you'll have a child that's a little bit slower, and it'll be an older age. Dishafu number 2 brings down Shira Chinuch B'mitzis Asei, Bechol tinok lefi charifuso vidioso. And therefore, the bottom line is, for a mitzvah saseh, teaching a child, for example, to put on tefillin, to wear tzitzis, to go and shake lulav and esrog, etc. So it all depends on that individual child and how sharp he is. Bechol dover lefi inyanu. And you look at each situation. A very sharp child may not be able to go and say challah and do the nanuim in lulav and esrog, but he might be able to wear a pair of tzitzis and understand that he's wearing tzitzis, dalet kanfos. So every child is different. If a child is able to put on a pair of tzitzis, so then he should wear tzitzis. If the child is able to hear Kiddush and Abdullah, he should do so. Every case is like that, and this is true for mitzvahs aseh shel Torah, whether they're daraisas or bein b'shel divrei sofim, or even if they're divrei that are derabbanu mitzvahs. However, he points out, interestingly, in regards to a lo saseh, so as soon as the child understands shelo lasos dover kishom lo shuasu, if you tell the child, no, it's Shabbos, don't turn on the light. So he's 3 years old. He doesn't really understand the concept of the Shabbos, but he says, oh, you're not allowed to do this. I'm not supposed to do this. So then it would be forbidden for him to go and do that. You have to be mechanech him in as soon as he understands that you're not allowed to do something. Now, we've been saying that it's all the child is capable of doing the nanuim, but the nanuim are not ma'akib. So, Dershu foot number 4 brings down, v'avshein ha-nanuim ma'akvim b'kivim mitzvah, as we've already pointed out many times, the nanuim are not ma'akib. And the Bikur Yaakov adds, shekol shu begil shadayin yevshu l'chancho kisedu shetiknu chachamim lo tiknu chinuch klal. So, he brings down that if the child is not capable of doing the nanuim, even though they're not ma'akib, so then, adarabba, you shouldn't teach him yet to go and take the lulav and esrog, because he says, im yechanchu litol, if you teach this child, all you do is pick up the lulav and esrog, and that's enough, b'li nanuim, without doing the nanuim, it's going to lead to a takola, osi lemisrach kishigodol. He's going to remember, oh, last year, all I do is pick it up. What is this nanuim stuff? That's a chumrah, that's nice and extra, but that's not important, so it could lead actually to a takola. And that's what the Merom Yisada adds, she'ein mitzvah l'chancho ela b'ofen shia osa ken kishigodol. The chinuch should be done the same way you're going to do it when you're an adult. That's the chinuch that you'd give to the child. Shari ikra chinuch, the essence of the chinuch, kidei shiyei da'achakach lasos es ha-mitzvah, so the child should know how to perform the mitzvah properly when he gets to be an adult. And likewise, the Griz says similarly, Shenanuim heim chelek mi mitzvah lulav. The nanuim are a part of the mitzvah lulav, and therefore, l'chein av she'en haninuim akiv. Again, the nanuim are not akiv. If you pick up the lulav and esrog, you yotzei the mitzvah. Nevertheless, l'inyan chinuch, in regards to teaching your children, hashir hu shiyah roi l'kayim es ha-mitzvah uchol protah, the child should be old enough to be able to fulfill all aspects of the mitzvah, even though they're not ma'akev. However, he says, mikol makom, af al-pi she'en chiyav al-oviv l'chanchu, even though the father has no obligation to do so, the Taz writes, she'oviv rashoi litin l'lulav orachlov, even though the child is not capable of nanuim, the Taz paskins, it's okay to give him the lulav and esok, and just to pick it up, and even if he's incapable of doing the nanuim. He then brings down from the Avni Nezer an additional explanation. And he says, Shav shananua ino ma'akev, even though the nanuim are not ma'akev, he says, Tzaru shia roi l'nanea. You have to be capable of doing the nanuim. Shari motzinu shashir halulav toli b'shir kidei l'nanea bo. Because midda araisa, if you don't have the right shir to do the nanuim, in other words, the lulav has to be four tefachim, as we learned, which the hadasim and the aravos only are three tefachim, because you need that extra tefach to do the nanuim. So therefore, im ena koti yodei l'nanea, he's not yet considered roi to do the mitzvah, and therefore there is no mitzvah of chinuch on him at that point still. And this is based upon Rabbi Zeira and Menachos, the famous statement that while bila, the mixing of a mincha, is not ma'akevis in a mincha, if you don't mix the oil and the flour together, the mincha is still good, but it has to have been capable that you're mixing it. If you put in too much flour, so the shear there is 60, if you have 61 and you put in the oil, you couldn't mix it, so therefore it's no good. Even though if you have 60 and you didn't mix it, it's good. So the fact that you didn't mix it isn't the essence, but it's the fact that it was royal bila. So if it's royal bila, bila ain't a makavis. If it's ain't a royal bila, then bila is makavis. So therefore, that's a very important idea. And the similar idea was brought down by the Chassam Sofer, that if the child isn't capable of doing the nanuim, then you have no mitzvah to be mechadachin. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal, and Igros Moshe brings out a very strong question on this. He says, does it make sense that you have to be roy to do the nanuim in order to have the mitzvah obligation? Because he says, a sick person, an elderly person, let's say in the hospital, is very, very weak. You can put the lulav and esrog in his hands, but he can't shake it. So he says, are you telling me that that person is not chayiv in the mitzvah lulav in the dalet minim? He says, no, that's not true. But if you're telling me, as the Chassam Sofer and others just said, that you have to be royal in anei in order to be chayiv in the mitzvah, so then, hoyelon lepotra, then we should say that an infirm person, a sick person in a hospital bed who can't do the nanuim should be potter for taking lulav and esrog, but that's not true. Or we should say that he's allowed to go pick it up, but he can't make a bracha because he's not royal to do the nanuim, but that's not true. So therefore, it's very strong kasha from Rav Moshe on those shitos. The issue for number 6 brings out another interesting idea from the Braisa in Sukkah in Erechin, where it says, Katan hayodea l'naneya chai b'lulav. It says the child, in terms of lulav and esrog, has to know how to do the nanuim. Bila b'tfilin, if you look carefully at the lashon in that Braisa of tfilin, it says, Katan hayodea lishmor tfilin, oviv lokeach lo tfilin. So specifically, by the tfilin, the father has to get him a pair of tfilin, whereas by the lulav, it just says, chai b'lulav. And it's mashma from this, he brings down the ein din la'aviv liknos lulav. The father doesn't have to purchase from a lulav, but it would be dai bekach sheyitim lulav levarach lulav l'nebo. So he makes a distinction between the lulav and esrog that you could just give him a kosher dalet minim, whereas by the lulav he should have his own tefillin ideally. Interesting. Of course, when you go and give the child your lulav and esrog, when you learn all these dinim previously, and one has to be very careful with the matan amanas lahachzir and how you do this to a katan. All of these dinim were explained previously in Siman Tov Reish Nun Ches and in the Nosei Kalim there, Ayin Shah. Now we go to Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Beis, and he says, what does it mean to do the nanuim? Molech umevi, malum morid. You do in the four directions and up and down. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Gimel, he brings down that the father is obligated to teach the child, mechanchu mitzos, or mitzos chinechu, afilu b'shar yomim shemim derabbanan. This is not only the first day when it's deraisa, but even on the dinim derabbanan of days 2 through 7. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Dalet, the final Mishnah Berurah, he says, bring to the Marshal. Marshal Kosev She'ein Tzorech Liknos a Lulav Bifnei Atzma. You don't have to go and purchase for him a Lulav. It will be adequate. Ki La'acha She'etzi Bo Avid, you now live no Lenanea Bo, Ulav Aruch Alav. That you could give him your Lulav and Esrog after you were Yotze. After all the adults are Yotze, with a Maton Amanas Lahachsev, for example, then you can give it to the child. And even the child can't give you it back. So it's not the end of the world because all the adults have been Yotze on the first day and need Lekach Luchem. There is a question potentially on the second day in Yonder Sheni Shogolios. So there are those that suggest, as we pointed out, that the child doesn't need to have it lochem, that you're just giving it to him as a she'ela and not as a full-blown gift. And then he brings down the chen kosu atosus be'erichin, the yotzi shvelovit, that the child can fulfill the mitzvah with his father's lulav and esrog, the chen mashma be'iter, the iter says the same thing. However, he brings down the Yeshomim, the Im Yodu Maseges, very important idea. He says, if Baruch Hashem, a person has the financial ability to do so, Tov Yoser, Sheikno Lulav, it'd be preferable that you actually purchase a lulav for your child, Kineshiasan and Nuim, Kidinum Shas Halal, Imatibur. If the child's old enough to say halal, so he's an 8 or 9 year old kid, 10 year old kid, he should have his own lulav and esok if you're Baruch Hashem able to financially do so. And this way he can do the Nanuim during the halal, and you're really being a mechanech in the mitzvos in the optimal way. Shazer Tov Yoser, Imashi Yavaruch Achakach. That's much better than just taking the lulav and esok and saying the mitzvah, the bracha of Alat Hilas Lulav, and shaking in the 6 directions. It's much better to do so also during the halal, which if you're doing the halal and he's doing the halal, he needs to have his own separate lulav, ideally. The issue footnote number 8 brings down, very interesting question, what happens if a person has 2 lulavim, and he has one to give to his son, or he could give it to his friend, who's a gadol, and the friend, he has an obligation because of a reva, it's quite small, a reva, so the friend can't afford one, so he could either give this second lulav that he has to his friend, or he could give it to his son. So Rav Yashiv Zatzal brings down Shibinova Kotin Odev. Even though his child is a Kotin and not Mechuyev in the mitzvos on a, either the Raisa or the Rabbanon level, it's a mitzvah chinuch on the father to give it to the child. Nevertheless, Kivin Shechiyev Achinuch Mutal Odev, since the father has this obligation to be Mechanech his child, so he doesn't have as much of an obligation to worry about his friend. Yes, there's a din of Arebos, but his child comes first. On the other hand, Rav Sternberg Shlita in the Tshuva on Hagos brings down a different opinion. He says, Shav Shemin Adin Yochol Itein Liv Noha Kotin. He says, technically, I don't disagree with Rav Yashiv. He really could give it to his son first. However, he says, Lomaisa, listen to this. Adif Loseis L'chaveri. He says, you preferably should give it to your friend, the adult friend. Why? Shebekach Yishtatit Bekim Mitzvah D'Raisa. He's fulfilling a Mitzvah D'Raisa, whereas your Mitzvah is a Mitzvah Chinuch on the child, and your friend is fulfilling a real Mitzvah D'Raisa. But then he adds, and this is the kicker. Hosef, Sha'ofen Sheyesh Lo Shnei Kizesim Shamatza. For example, a person has 2 Kizesim of Matza. Echod Mehudor Ve'echod Karshim Min Atin. One is a really great Mehudor Dika Kizesim Matza, and the other one is an acceptable Kizesim Matza. And again, you have the situation, give it to your son or to your friend. Vadai Sheyitin Esa Mehudor L'Chaveri. You absolutely should give the better one to your friend. And listen to this. V'yazbir Zos L'Vno. And explain to your son, I'm giving my friend because it's a mitzvah to do chesed. There's a mitzvah chinuch to teach your child to do chesed. And that's something we sometimes forget to do. We want to teach our children things correctly, and that includes teaching how to properly interact with other people. Beautiful, beautiful statement from Rav Sternberg Shlita. Finally, dish number 10, that will conclude today's shir. In places, Baruch Hashem, like in most places today, where you can purchase the Arba Minim, you can buy a chinuch set for $20. So then, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, if your child is capable of saying halo, so it's much better for him to have his own set, that he can do the danuim during the halo, and teach him how to do that as well. And furthermore, he says, the problem I mentioned before, how do you give the child the lulav on the first day, and you want to have it on the second day? So it's a little bit of a problem. So therefore, if he has his own set, much better. And then Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal, and Nigus Moshe adds additionally, Shibizmanenu, b'makom sheyesh shefa, and nowadays, Rav Moshe lived in New York, on the Lower East Side, and Baruch Hashem, even then, 50 years ago, there was Baruch Hashem shefa, that many people could begin to purchase a chinuch set for their children. When I was growing up, it wasn't that way, but Baruch Hashem, nowadays, most people can afford $20 to buy a chinuch set for their children, and if they can do so, wonderful to do so. They should do so. Yesh l'chol echad l'hachmir, k'mosh royal l'horos l'dina. That one should try to do this, as the din technically states, the liknos avro kol katan esug uminav shiyu shalom mamish, should ideally give to the child an esug and a little mamish that's kosher. Doesn't have to be mehudar, but it should be kosher. And this way you fulfill the mitzvah in the most ideal way. However, Baruch Hashem, a guy has 10 children. Then you have the those even at $20, that's $200. That's a tremendous amount of money for many people. So he brings down from Dayan Weiss, Zatzal in the Minchas Yitzchak, you're allowed to go follow what we're going to learn in the next Siman and Tovrei Shnun Ches, and in Mishbur over there, that you could, in fact, the mitzvah chinuch by giving it to the child, even though it's not a full haknah. Mitzvah Shem, we'll learn this in tomorrow's shir, and that includes this beautiful siman tov reish nun zayin and today's shir.